sistem air asuransi kerajaan. Tawasir berusaha belahan dengan pemakaian dikarsa. Bukan Ustaz Abu Dunia pun bisa dimenuhkan. We are streaming live on Facebook at Ustaz National Universitas Bidra. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد آتينا بني إسرائيل الكتاب والحكم والنبوءة ورزقناهم من الطيبات وفضلناهم على العالمين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم الملك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والفاتح لما سبق الناس الحق الحق الهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. ولقد آتينا بني إسرائيل الكتاب والحكم والنبوة ورزقناهم من الطيبات وفضلناهم على العالمين. الله تبارك وتعالى is now giving the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, consoling him that his people are not accepting his message. Some are accepting, majority are not accepting. Allah is consoling the Prophet, is telling him, you are not the first of all the prophets. Others have come before you. Bani Israel are plenty. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْكِتَابَ. Indeed, we gave to the children of Israel, that's a Nubian book. Al-Kitaba, we give them the book. Wal-Hukma, we give them judgment, wisdom. On the Nubuwata, and we give them prophethood. وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. And we give them sustenance from beautiful and sweet food. وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. And we raised him above all their peers during their time in all over the world. We raised them higher than other people. Here, the Prophet from the beginning is telling us in this surah the different verses of Allah, the signs of Allah, the miracles of Allah that are in firmament and are continuously there for us to witness the oneness of Allah, the Creator. All this, people are taking it as a jest. Then Allah has now come to tell the Prophet to continue and have patience. Because this patience you are seeing, if you have no patience, you don't deserve any form of leadership. So it's with patience that Allah will try you and he will show others that you deserve to lead. Even yourself, you can't lead yourself if you have no patience. That's why here now, Allah is consoling the Prophet. The people of Bani Israel, they were given the book. Here is a Torah and an Injil. That is Kitab. وَلِيَحْكُمْ أَهَلَ الْإِنْجِيلَ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِمْ وَرَتَّبِ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ أَمَّا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْإِلْمِ لِكُلِّ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرِعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. Allah gave Torah to Bani Israel, the people that are following Anabi Musa, and gave Injil to those who followed Anabi Isa. وَلَكَدْ آتَيْنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحُكْمَ. Hukma, it means wisdom, it also means judgment. That is judiciousness. the people of Bani Israel, all the judgment that goes in between them. They saw how their prophets were judging during their time, and it was also in their book that Anafsu bin Nafsi wal Aina bil Aina wal Anfa bil Anfi wal Uzna bil Uzna wal Sinna bil Sinna wal Sinna bil Sinna wal Jiruha Kisas. وما تصدق به فهو كفارة الله وما لم يكن بعد الله أولئك هم الكافرون. All this Allah told them, this is the judgment between people when they come to you. And then ورزقناهم من الطيبات النبوة. Within Bani Israel, we had so many prophets. We are talking of thousands of prophets. Because there are days that there are people who are annoyed with the prophets that they have killed sometimes up to 500 prophets in a day. You find a king wanting a judgment that is against the laid down judgment of Allah. All the prophets will refuse, and he will gather all of them and kill them. The way you have ulama today, that's how the prophets were. That's why I said, ulama ummati, anbiya ibn Israel. The ulama of the prophets, Allah Islam, of the nation of the prophet, are like the prophets of Bani Israel. In those days, you have a lot of prophets, and when the king wants a judgment other than the one that is that of Allah, he will gather the prophets and ask all of them to give him a judgment other than that. And when they refuse, some will go to the extent of killing them. All this, the prophet is being told. When they say, Allah said, Tayyibati, this food that Allah himself was giving to them, this food is manna and salwa. Manna and salwa, this was honey and things like a quail, birds that full of protein, very sweet. It was being brought already done to them. This honey was from the tree. It was coming to them, and they take it. It's sweet. It's complete food Allah was giving to them. That's why the fact that they are having this, they went to the extent of Sulaiman and Musa. Lan nasbir ala ta'amin wahidin. Qul lana rabbaka yakhrij lana mimma tunbitu al-ardu min baqliha wa qithaiha wa fumiha wa dasiha wa basaliha. This food that you are bringing to us, we are tired of it. Tell Allah to bring us food that is from underneath the ground, not always from up. This is how human being is. When human being, he gets something, instead of him to be content, he will be looking somewhere else to what he is not his own. Most of the time, this world deceives a lot. Put attention in front of you. Don't put your attention in front of somebody else. You have this car. This car is taking from one place to another place. Be content. Don't say it's the other man's car that I prefer. You have this, your wife is a wife. Be content. Don't be looking at other people's wife. You have your wealth. Be content. Don't look at other people's wealth. These are people that Allah gave them food prepared coming from the sky to them, from the firmament to them. They went to the extent of telling the prophet, tell Allah to shake this food for us. We are tired of it. Food that is adequate for them. That's what Allah is telling the prophet here. We did this for Bani Israel. The prophets, they had patience with all this. For people to come to you, your children to come to you, not that they don't have food. We are tired of this food. We are tired of eating bread. We are tired of eating rice. We are tired of eating this. Give us another food. The one that is being given to them, what is wrong with it? Allah said, indeed, we raise them above the whole of mankind in their time. Who are those in their time that Allah sent so many prophets to, that gave them food, that gave them book? None. They were the one. But were they grateful? No, they were not grateful.
إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَقْضِي بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فِيمَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ.
وآتيناهم بينات من الأمر ما اختلفوا إلا من بعد ما جاءهم العلم بغيا بينهم إن ربك يقضي بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is now telling us, not only did you give them kitab, hukma, and nubuwa, and food, we also gave them this. وَآتَيْنَاهُمْ بَيِّنَاتٍ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ. We gave to them detailed explanation of the affairs of Allah. Detailed explanation of affairs of Allah. They are the ones, أَرِنَا كَيْفَ تُهِلْ مَوْتِ, how the death is risen. All this, we gave them detailed explanation of affairs of Allah. فَمَخْتَلَفُوا, they were never indifferent as to the message of Allah, إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُ الْإِلْمِ بَغَيًا بَيْنَهُمْ, until after knowledge has come to them, clear knowledge that they are seeing. Until this knowledge came to them, because it did not come to them from the people, person they wanted to come to, بَغَيًا بَيْنَهُمْ, out of injustice, out of jealousy, and out of so many evil already in their mind. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ, Allah said, indeed, Allah, يَقْضِي بَيْنَهُمْ, will surely judge between them, يَوْمَ الْكِيَامَةِ, on the day of judgment, فِيمَا كَانُوا فِي يَخْتَلِفُهُمْ, whatever they were indifference of regarding that. Because this book, مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِ, the Quran testified to everything that is in the Torah and Injila, and they know it. Seeing the Prophet, they know the Prophet more than even the Arabs, because Arabs only know Muhammad al-Amin, but they know him as Ahmad. They knew he praised Allah more than anybody, and they know the signs of the prophethood in him. When they saw him, they knew he was the one. Why is he an Arab? That is their problem. Why is he somebody that is not from what who they classify as their noble clan? That's their problem. Bagayan bainahum. Allah said, O Prophet, you can see how we favor these people. You can see they are the ones that should accept the message of Allah before anybody. Like Allah was saying in Baqarah, وَلَا تَكُنُّ أَوَلَ كَافِرٌ بِهِ وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. Don't be among the first people to deny the Prophet, because you know it. You know him, that is the Prophet. Allah said he will judge between them on the day of judgment. فِيمَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ.
جَعَلْنَاكَ عَلَى شَرِيعَةٍ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ فَاتَّبِعْهَا وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاكَ عَلَى شَرِيعَةٍ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ فَاتَّبِعْهَا وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is now telling the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you have seen all this, therefore know this. It's after all this that has passed, thumma, then, ja'alnaka la shari'atin min al-amr, that I put you on a path that has the secret of our affairs. Fattabi'ha, follow it. Wa la tattabi'a hawa'a allatheena la ya'lamun, don't follow the whims and caprices of people that know nothing. That do not know. Sharia, there's a lot of talk about Sharia today in Nigeria. Sharia originally means the part with which you go to take water, to fetch water for the house to drink. So Sharia is like the way water is to the body as life, to give body life to the body. Sharia gives life to the soul. Then, Sharia min al-amr ala lahul khalq wal amr. Allah has creation and Allah has affairs. Yas'alunaka anir ruh, qul ar-ruh min amri rabbi. They're asking you concerning this spirit, this life that is in everybody, nobody knows where it is. So it's from the affairs of Allah. Allah is telling us that this Sharia is from that secret. So Sharia has a general meaning and a specific meaning. But the objective of Sharia is to protect you and others than you from any danger, and to bring benefit to you and bring benefit to others. This is the purpose of Sharia. It should protect your life. Nobody can kill you. It should protect your blood. It should protect your property. It should protect your family. It should protect your religion. It should protect your intellect. All this, the Sharia is meant to protect. And it should bring you benefits. You should be confident, whatever you are doing, that you are doing it with understanding of everybody. You are not afraid of people. People are not afraid of you. Therefore, the general meaning of Sharia is the whole of religion. The whole of religion of Islam is called Sharia. Maj'alnaka ala shari'atin min al-amr. This is the general. And they are in five broad divisions. Each of these five is again in five different parts, making 25. This is the whole general religion. The first part is what you call i'tiqadat. I'tiqadat. This has to do with belief. It's not apparent. It is belief. And belief of what? Belief of what is not also apparent. You cannot see anybody's mind, and that's the belief. And you can't, what he's also believing in, you cannot also see it. So this is the first aspect. After a person believes in Allah, he must have a set of belief, that is five of them. He must believe in all the messengers of Allah. He has never seen them, but he must believe in all of them. He must believe in all the angels. He has never seen them, but he must believe in all of them. He must believe in all the books that have been revealed. He has never seen these books apart from the Quran, but he must believe in them. He must believe in the hereafter, that there is hereafter. He has not seen it, but he must believe in them. And he must believe that there is predestination. Everything that you are seeing now, Allah has already predestined it. This is the way it is. Whether it comes to you as good, you accept it from Allah. It's bad, you accept it from Allah. It's sweet, you accept it from Allah. It's bitter, you accept it from Allah. It's from here that Sheikh Ibrahim Niaz, he used to say that whatever happens, if you are annoyed with the one that it happens with, you see it with him, then you ask yourself, do you actually believe in Allah? Because if you are annoyed, it should be for a moment. But for you to carry your anger continuously, don't you know it's from Allah? This is the first part, i'tiqadat. What has to do with their beliefs? Apart from having faith in Allah and you are a Muslim, there are five of them. Believe in the Prophet, believe in the angel, believe in the books, believe in the hereafter, believe in predestination. The second one is ibadat, worship. Your belief has to be testified to by your worship. Worship is with your body. The worship that your body will do are also in five parts. The first one is salah. You must bring your body to connect with Allah five times a day. Go to Allah to receive education, to be in the class, to tell Allah, to declare to Allah that you know that you are his servant. It's him alone you are worshiping. Ask for guidance and listen to the guidance Allah will give you, and go and follow it and learn it and study it. Salah. The next thing is zakah. That whatever you are able to earn, give part of it to Allah by giving it to creations of Allah. This is zakah. Fasting. Take time to purify yourself, to get rid of everything in yourself so that you can devote yourself totally to Allah. This is fasting that we are in the month of now. If you don't do it weekly, or you don't do it every other day, you don't do it twice a week, you don't do it three times in a month, at least in this month, you will be fasting Ramadan. Then the fourth one to take time to either go or send delegates to go to where the Prophet ﷺ was giving birth to and where he's now staying, to see the sunnah of those people that were before you. Sunnah of Anabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is the Hajj, and his wife Hajara and his son Ismail. This is Hajj. And also go and see the Prophet ﷺ where he is now. All this is Hajj. Strive to do this. This is the fourth one. The fifth one is Jihad. Jihad is for you to stand firm on the part of Allah so that nobody can shake you from where you are. And your standing firm and your resoluteness and your behavior will drag people, other people to Islam. And if people say you should not do your Islam, you are ready to stand and fight for it and defend yourself. This is the fifth one. And the biggest of this jihad, there are two jihad. You have jihad that you have to fight people physically, and you have the jihad that you have to fight your own self. Because the first problem is your own self, like Allah will tell us in a short while. This is the second part of Sharia. You have itikadat, set of beliefs, then set of ibadah. This set of ibadah, the five of them, all you do it directly to Allah. Nobody else is involved. You are worshiping Allah directly. You stand for Salah Allahu Akbar. You are giving zakah. Even though you put it in the hand of somebody, don't look at that person. You are giving it to Allah directly. Allah is the one collecting it from you, not that person. You are fasting. The fasting is for Allah. Allah is the only one to pay you. Then Hajj. You are going for Allah, labbaik Allahumma. Not it's directly between you and Allah. Fifth one, jihad. Why? Liyakuna kalimatullahi hiya al-ulya. That the word of Allah is raised. You don't raise your own voice. La tuqaddimu bayna yadayillahi wa rasuli. This is the second part of Sharia. The third part of Sharia is called mu'ammalat. Mu'ammalat. Mu'ammalat is you are going to worship Allah indirectly. You look at Allah, you look at somebody that you are serving, you go beyond him to Allah. This is contractual obligations. The first one is mufawidat. Mufawidat. Mufawidat is you are given work to do. Somebody gives you deputizes you. You are deputized. You have to do it well. You have amanat. Somebody gives you trust. You are given a trust to hold something in trust. It's somebody that gives you, but it's worship between you and Allah. Somebody is involved. The first one, deputization, somebody is involved. Then munakihat, marriage. You are going to marry a lady. This lady is given to you, but it's Allah you are worshipping. But the lady is what you are using to get to Allah. If you are good to the lady, Allah will reward you. If you are not good to the lady, Allah will punish you. If you are good to the husband, Allah will reward you. If you are not good to the husband, Allah will punish you. You don't say, my wife did not do this, that's why I did not do this. No, what Allah asks you to do is what you will do. Your wife, your children, stand up to make sure that you take them away from hellfire. Because Allah is using that to test you. That is munakihat. Then you also have where you give issues of collateral. Like you are taking loan. So you give something down. And you take something. Then you also have khusumat. You have arguments. When there's argument, judgment has to be done. Who is correct? Who is wrong? This is my land. This is the size. No, you have gone far. You have not gone far. Somebody comes. No, this limit here is your own. That is your own. All this, they come under what you call mu'ammalat. Contractual obligation is between you and another person. There is no criminal, nothing to do with crime inside it. It's all understanding between one person and the other. If you are to sit down and you come into an agreement with somebody, I will give you my phone to use. For every day I give you my phone to use, you will give me 1,000 naira. That is a contractual agreement. You sign it, it's finished. So all this is called mu'ammalat. So this is the third aspect. The fourth aspect of Sharia is called kaffarat. Kaffarat is expiation, atonement. You have committed something wrong in religion. You have sinned to Allah or to His creatures, done something wrong, but nobody is going to punish you. You are going to expiate for your sins. And you don't have to go to any judge to expiate for your sins. You are the one to go and seek for how do you expiate for your sins. Like kafara to zihar. Somebody went, you talked to your wife in a manner that is not allowed by Islam. You compared your mother, your wife with your mother so that you cannot touch her again. You have to go and free slaves or fast. Kafara to yameen. You are talking, you swore, you will never do this again. You will not do this again. Then you find out that what you said is wrong. You have to go back on your oath. Then again, here, you have to go and fast. All this is kafara. You are supposed to fast by deliberately. You did not fast. Here again is kafara. You have to do kafara. You killed by mistake. Here there is no law on you to kill you because it's by mistake, like an accident. You have to do kafara. All this is kafara. You are on Hajj. You're not allowed to kill an animal when you're on Hajj, muhrim, until you finish your Hajj. But by mistake, you see a dove going, you kill it. You have to find out from people that know how much is the cost of this, and then you have to pay for it. All this is kafarat, atonement and expiation. This is the fourth aspect of Islam. The fifth aspect of Islam is hudud. Hudud. Here, capital punishment. Capital punishment for who? Somebody who kills. He is to be killed. Or is it kisas? Is to be done on him. You have had for that. You have also had the samanin or mi'ah. Somebody who has told lies on a lady of zina, or somebody who has committed zina and he's not yet an adult, is not yet married, you have to be slight. They have to be whipped publicly, or somebody who has taken alcohol. You also have capital punishment for somebody who has gone against the state. He has gone against the state. He tried to upturn the state like a coup. Inna ma jazaa alladhina yuharibuna Allah wa rasulahu an yuqattalu aw yusallabu aw tuqatta'u aydihim wa arjulahum min khilafin an yufa'u min al-ard. These people, they are supposed to either be killed, or their hand is cut, or their leg is cut, or they are put inside the earth until they die. You also have capital punishment for somebody who has stolen. That is what is up. What is up to nisab? Wasarik wasarikatu fakta wa idiyahuma jadaan bimakasaba nakala min Allah. All this is hudud. All these five today in Nigeria, particularly wherever you have the Sharia courts, there is none that you cannot practice except the fifth one. That's the only one, because that one you are not allowed to take law into your hand. A group is not allowed to take law into his hand. This person has stolen. It's up to nisab. Let's cut his hand. This person has killed somebody. We kill him. No, only the government can do this. That's a government that is an Islamic government. And the issue of Sharia, we should try to have Sharia as much as we can have it. Because whatever is not Sharia is nonsense. Today in southern Nigeria, the groups are asking that there should be Sharia courts there so that things that has to do with them, particularly in Mu'ammalat, they can take it to such courts. You want to get married, you go to the ordinary courts. You get married there. Do you know their law? Do you know how alimony is paid? Suddenly you have a problem with your wife. They say half of your wealth goes to him. If you tell them, no, it is wrong, this is not what Islam says. They say, no, you cheated her. They bring so many things that you, because it's based on sense that is a foolish sense. Then, if you are to tell people that are not Muslim, somebody has stolen, his hand should be cut. They say, somebody has two hands, he's stealing. If you cut one hand, how will he fend for himself? No, we take him to prison and we teach him how to trade. He's in prison, he's going to learn how to be an armed robber. He was an ordinary thief before. Somebody has committed zina, they don't know by committing zina on somebody's wife, the pain and the psychological trauma is going to cause. They don't understand it. If you tell them, they say, no, he didn't force her, they are in love with each other. So Islam is a religion of Allah. This Sharia is from the affairs of Allah. Anybody who does not believe in any part of it is a kafir. You may not be able to apply it, but for you to say you don't believe in it, you are not a Muslim. Because it's so unfortunate. You see some Muslims trying hard to say, why do you want Sharia? Why do you want Sharia? No. We know we are in a country that we are with other people that are not Muslims. Nobody is asking you to apply Sharia to non-Muslims. But apply Sharia to Muslims as long as it is in their Muslims. If majority of the people are Muslims and those in the house are able to pass it that you cannot sell alcohol, why must you sell alcohol? If there is no alcohol, there is no where you are smoking substance, all this hemp, you are rid of it in a state and your child is there, will you be afraid that your child will go somewhere and somebody will teach him how to take alcohol? No. If everybody knows that if you see a lady, it's not your wife, you go and pounce on her, you rape her, and you are already married, you will be killed. Or you are going to publicly lash 100 strokes of the cane, and then other things will be done. Nobody will do all those things. Your child will be able to go to school, come back, you have no fear. We are not talking of what Boko Haram and the rest are doing. This is nonsense. This is not Sharia. Nobody is asking you to force anybody to inside religion. La ikraha fi din. But those that say that they are Muslims, this is what Allah told the Prophet. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاكَ عَلَىٰ شَرِيَةٍ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ فَاتَّبِعْهَا. Follow it. وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Don't follow the whims and caprices or passions of those who have no knowledge. What is from the affairs of Allah? Have you any replacement for it? May Allah make us to be able to follow the Sharia. Zamfara tried to start Sharia. That's this Ahmad Rufai Sani, Yerima Bakura, he started the Sharia. And you can see what happened. See the end of it. Because the whole world was against him. That's why even if you are going to do Sharia, you have to be very careful. You have to follow the Sharia gently. Don't say you must apply everything in one day. Because the way Ahmad Rufai tried to apply it, created problem for him. Don't be like a Mumbattu. You want to do everything today. No. Al-Mumbattu la arda qata'a wa la zaharan abka. Somebody who wants to do everything today is like Al-Mumbattu. He is traveling and he wants to arrive there today. In doing that, he destroys his camel and he's not able to travel far. Go gently. Create stages. How do you manage your stages? And this is where those Muslims that are in the House of Assemblies, particularly where Muslims are in majority, it can be their ticket to enter hell. It can be their ticket to enter hell. Because you are defending at every cost something that is put there by a human being like you when there is Sharia for you to defend. The most shameful of it is that you find Muslims talking of maize. There is a maize in the House of Assembly. You take that maize and you are holding. Without that maize, you cannot talk. Is it an idol? Why are you treating it like an idol? We should tell all those people that are going to the House of Assembly, let them make changes. Since it is democracy, you are more. Pass law that there should be no sale of alcohol. Pass law that you don't want brothels. Anybody who wants house of prostitutes, let them take those houses to their estates. They are welcome. Anybody who wants to be selling alcohol, let them come and take the hotels from here. Take it to their estate. They are welcome. Pass the necessary laws that will make Sharia to be seen and do it in stages. How can somebody come and is talking of gay, this LGBTQ, and you will allow him? You can't prescribe it in your state that you don't want to hear anything like that. You go to states that Sharia started in Nigeria and you find out that people are talking of homosexuality as if it's a common thing. All these things, those Muslims that are entering the house and are not trying their best to bring Sharia when they have the opportunity, it's like they didn't take ticket for work, they took ticket to go to hell. We should all be very careful. Anywhere you are, if you are not promoting Islam, you are promoting what is against Islam. There's no way in between. May Allah assist us. And those who tried to bring Sharia, may Allah assist them. Whenever people are bringing Sharia, let us have good thought about it. Let's not just come and say, no, it's very difficult to apply. Allah knows it's difficult and He asks us to apply it. Because when you stand up that you want to do work for Allah, the whole world is against you. Then you do it gently. Satan is against you. The world is against you. Even yourself is against you. Your family is against you sometimes. Because people want to take shortcuts. May Allah assist us.
إنهم لن يغنوا عنك من الله شيئا وإن الظالمين بعضهم أولياء بعض والله ولي المتقين.
إنهم لن يبنوا عنك من الله شيئا وإن الظالمين بعضهم أولياء بعض والله ولي المتقين. إنهم, all these people that are asking you to be very soft on issues of Allah, on issues of the Prophet, that are not following the ways of Allah and the Prophet, لن يبنوا عنك من الله شيئا, they will not avail you and they will not be able to assist you on the Day of Judgment. When it comes to where Allah is, they will not be able to avail you and stand for you. وَإِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ, for sure, the unjust, the oppressors, بَعْدُهُمُ, part of them, أَوْلِيَا أُبَاد, are patrons of the others. وَاللَّهُ, indeed, Allah, وَلِيُّ الْمُتَّكِينَ, for those that fear Him and are on His path, He is their own patron. Because if Allah has something and you take it dearly, Allah will also say, I also take your affair dearly. That's why those that don't love the Prophet and you criticize him, whether in third person singular or through a back way, you go to Allah on the Day of Judgment, He will return all your work for you. Since you don't like my work, I also don't like your work. The Prophet is the work of Allah. Certainly servants of Allah are the work of Allah. If you say you don't like them, on Day of Judgment you'll be surprised. Allah too would ask you don't like my wali, to ask you, I don't like you. It's your work you brought. Take your work. Which work do you have? All Muslims today in the world, maybe if you gather their salah, those that have salah may not be up to 1%. So which work do you have? Salah, that your mind is in the market, your mind is at home, your mind is other places. How do you feel if you are with your wife and they open her mind for you and her mind is with another man? How do you feel? That's how you are when you are making salah. Zakat that when you are giving, you are calling people to come and say, I gave zakat to this person. Is it the one work you are counting on? Or fasting that you fasted, it did not stop you from talking against people from morning till evening. When you came to break your fast, all the food in the world, you sit down, you eat it. Is it the one you are counting on before God? Or the hajj that when you are going, you have abused somebody, you have the money you are going with, you don't know even where the money is from. Is it the one that you are counting on? Nothing will avail you before Allah except His mercy. Therefore, let's hold to the love of the Prophet. If you don't love the Prophet, you wouldn't praise him. If you don't praise the Prophet, it is doubtful whether you love him. If you don't praise the Prophet, it's doubtful whether you love him, because his name is Muhammad. Praiseworthy. And his name is Ahmad. He is the most praising. If Allah says something is praiseworthy, you don't praise him, do you believe in that name? Kul in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah fattabi'uni. If you truly love Allah, then follow the Prophet. And you can't follow the Prophet if you don't love him adequately. That's why the easiest thing to do today is to love the Prophet. That's why we always pray in Jami'i. Because if you don't pray in Jami'i, you pray alone, will Allah accept it? But Allah will look at the Jama'a. Oh, these people, all of them, they came from their house because they want to come and they answered to my call. Even though their prayer is not acceptable, I accept it because of their coming. But you alone? Sometimes a child is there. Sincerely, he left his house. Allah said, because of this child, I accept all the prayers. That's why you have to say your prayers as much as possible in congregation. Sheikh Madjani said, you are my follower. Make sure your prayers is said in congregation, if you are a man. And congregation starts from two. You must be obedient to your parents. Obedient and respectful. Absolutely respectful and to a large extent obedient. Except if they ask you to do what is against the Sharia. Because if you are not absolutely respectful to your parents, then you have a problem. وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. All these things, let us hold to Allah and know that وَإِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضُهُمُ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. The problem we are having today with Sharia, with our state of houses and the rest, is what Western education has given us. Our enemies came. They came with our own system of education. They sacked our own system of education. They sacked it. They met a system of education on ground. They sacked it. They made us to believe that our system of education is backwardness. Including our Islam, they made us to believe that it is backwardness. And we accepted it. That's our problem today. When people see the Almajiris, why are they begging? Why are these? They didn't used to beg. It's when that from a system of education was sacked that they started begging. What is your own contribution in salvaging it? Because you are now a complete slave of the West. You are fighting that like the West is fighting it. The West is saying, don't have plenty of children. There must be curtailment of population. Population is too much. In a short while, you will know whether population is much or not. In a short while. Wait until there's the next world war. It will not happen in Africa. It will still happen in their own land, inshallah. Second World War, close to 70 million Europeans were killed. Close to 70 million. Where were they taking soldiers from? From Africa. But they said don't have children. The politicians say, no, the population is too much. But when you are voting, they need your population. You are told plenty of children is not good. But when you are having an occasion like marriage, you want plenty of people to be there. Where is your common sense? The Prophet ﷺ said, إِنِّي مُقَاسِرَ بُكُمْ أُمَمْ. I will use your number to show pride on the day of judgment. No, until they have quality education. What is quality education? We know of only one education, the education of the Prophet ﷺ. Any other one is not education. It may be schooling, but not education. And when you go to the school of the Prophet, the best thing you can take out of it is La ilaha illallah. This is the best thing you take out of it. Abdallu ma kultuhu ana wa nabiyyina min qabli La ilaha illallah. Whatever any other person is saying, If this la ilaha illallah is not there, it's a waste of time. And this sharia we have said now is all supporting this la ilaha illallah. So let us all be very careful. So when you come to the school, you have friends. Some of them are Muslims, some of them are Christians, some of them are wayward, and they become your friends. They will have influence on you. Whoever sits with a person, he will take something from him. He too will take something from you. But in most cases, we allow what we take from them to dominate us. You want to be proud. I'm a lawyer. I'm an engineer. Why don't you show your pride? You are a Muslim. Show your pride that you are a Muslim wherever you are. So let us all stand up for Allah, stand up for the Prophet, stand up for Sharia, not for abusing Muslim. Sibabul Muslim fusukum wa qitaluhum kufrun. Abusing a Muslim is transgression. Where do you learn it from? Says bid'ah. This is that bid'ah. You are the bid'ah. Please let us come together and go the way of the Prophet. We are seeing this Quran is sent to us, we that we believe in Allah and the Prophet, so that when we do it, we bring others to Islam. It's not a book for any other person. It's first of all, it's for mankind, but first of all for us. Hudan lil muttaqin. But for mankind, again, hudan lil nasi. But wa rahmatun lil muttaqin. It's rahma for those of us if we follow it. May Allah assist us. Wallahu waliyul muttaqin. Whatever happens, know that Allah is your guardian anywhere you are. Allah is your patron anywhere you are. If it's Allah, yafazuka. Take care of Allah and he will take care of you. If it's Allah, tajidu tajahuka. Take care of Allah, you find him in front of you. Let's always recite Hasbun Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. 450 every day for protection. It will protect us. Let's always go to our salah in congregation. It will protect us. Let's always sit down for zikr. It will protect us. Congregational zikr is sunnah. Sunnah is learned from the Quran first. Allah said, "Watubu ila Allah jami'an." It's the Quran that said it. If you don't believe it, you can believe whatever you want to believe. Come together, all of you, and repent to Allah. For example, it is salat. Fantasy will add up to God. Allah was kurullah kathiran. All this came in jami, in plurality. You said there is no congregational zikr. No, we thank Sheikh Ahmad Tijani for reminding us what we should be reminded of in the Quran. هذا بصائر للناس وهدى ورحمة لقوم يؤمنون. Allah تبارك وتعالى is now telling us, look at all this discussion we are having up till now, up to telling you about Sharia, up to telling you about who is a patron of who, and that Allah is your own patron. All of you, هذا this. You see, when it came to the Quran, he was saying, tilka ayatullahi, that. But he has come and I said, this, because you are now within the Quran. Hadha basairu linnas. This is an insight for mankind. Wahudan, and his guidance. Warahamatun, and his mercy. Likawmin yukunin, for a people that are certain of what they are doing as Muslims. When you say basair, Allah in the Quran said, wajahalakum sam'a wal absara. Absara is ordinary sight from the eyes. It's taken from basar, absar. But this one is taken from basiratu. Basiratu is insight from the mind. And the plural of that one is basair. This insight from the mind, you are supposed to worship Allah with all these three things he gave you. He gave you hearing. He gave you sight. He gave you the mind. Basair is from the mind. Continuously use your mind and your brain to work together, to be contemplating, to be thinking. Look at the Sharia. Look at how beautiful it is. From the time of the Prophet, it has stand like that. It has not changed. So if you go to the house today, this law is old. Let's change it. This one is old. Let's change it. Today, there is no book of Allah in this world except the Quran. There is no book of Allah. Any other, the Quran was sent to us in Arabic. In July, was it sent to the world in Arabic? Huh? If it's Hebrew, where is the Hebrew version? If it's Arabic, where is the Arabic version? Torah, is it in Arabic? Where is the Hebrew version? Only the Quran that was sent in the language it was sent is one that is there today. If you say the Bible and the Torah and the way they are today, is it like a Yusuf Ali, Muhammad Pictor, translation? And translation has the person's habit in it already, because it's translation according to his own knowledge of what he's reading. There are some verses in the Quran. People coming tomorrow will understand it better than us. This is what Sheikh Abatijani said. Because the Quran is expounding itself continuously. There are things today we don't. When Allah was saying in the Quran, "Sanurihimu ayatna fil afaki wa fi anfusihim," we shall show them our sign in the firmament. Wa kam min ayatin tamuruna alayha wa hum anha muri. That how many of signs that you are passing by, whether in firmaments. At that time there was no plane, but now that you are in the plane, people are moving past those signs and you are seeing it. People are going to the moon. So therefore, let us thank Allah. This haza basairun linnasi. This is an insight. Let's contemplate on the Quran. Contemplation will give you better than just going about. Look at the moon. Look at the firmament. Look, what did Allah say about it? Contemplate on it. It will take you to another contemplation until finally it will take you to Allah. Wa anna ila rabbikal muntaha. Wa hudan wa rahmatun liqaumin yuqinun. For those who have certainty of knowledge, you will find that it's not only a guidance, it's also a mercy for you. Okay.
Please to remind the general public of the feeding program during this period of fasting. We have started with 50 people. So we need money to meet our target of 100 people. Please bargain throughout the month of this. The Armand Relay Welfare Scheme that we opened in the bank, the account detail is as follows: 066-163-4672 066-163-4672 at GTV. This person has a question. He said, "This was delivered to be made to be said quickly, that is Russian or German."
At-ta'anni min Allahi wa ta'ajjal min ash-shaytan. Everything that you do in Islam should be done gently, calmly, except 6 things that you hurry to do. Apart from these 6 things, everything you do in Islam, you do it gently. Even Salah, come to it. The Prophet said, when you come to Salah, come gently. Whatever you get, you pray. Whatever has passed you, you repay. But Allah said, "Fa'izanu diya salat min yawm al-jum'ah fas'au," go in a hurry, which means start early. There's nothing you do in a hurry in Islam except 6 things. When it is time for Salah, stand up and prepare and go to the mosque. One, when you have committed sin, you realize, quickly repent to Allah. Two, the third one, when you are owing somebody, immediately you have your money, pay back. The fourth one, when a visitor comes to your house, quickly stand up and be hospitable to him. Find what he will take. Don't say, wait until after some time. The fifth one, when you have taken decision, you are marrying a young girl or a virgin girl to a man, do it immediately. Don't waste time. Sixth one, when somebody dies, take him to his grave immediately. Don't waste time. The lazikr. Wazifa is supposed to be said gently because we are supposed to be contemplating on the wordings and on the meanings, like Sheikh Abatijani said. You have to be present If you are in a hurry, when are you going to be present? Who are you in a hurry? Where are you in a hurry to go to? Hurriedness generally is one of the diseases of Nigerians. And you are in a hurry to go to where? Your journey is a long one, for you're going to the hereafter. That's your journey. So you are in a hurry now to do what? Whatever we are doing, please let's learn to be gentle. Even on the road, let's learn to be gentle, to do everything we are doing gently and calmly.
This person wants to know whether one can play with a flute that has very excrement from
blood. He says he wants to know whether you can play with a flute that has excrement from blood. If it's dried, scratch it away. If it's wet, wash it before you pray with it. Because birds, you don't know what they eat. And birds, the urine and the feces combine together. It's not like a livestock. Livestock, their urine is different and their feces is different. Not only that, livestock don't eat filth. That's why the remains of livestock, that is their dungs and the rest, is not haram. If it touches your clothes, you can still pray, but not birds. Mm-hmm. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah strengthen our faith. May Allah grant us the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah give us the knowledge of the Quran. May Allah make us to memorize the Quran. May Allah bless our children. May Allah forgive our parents. May Allah assist Muslims. May Allah strengthen Islam. May Allah strengthen the truth. May Allah destroy falsehood. May Allah raise the dignity of Muslims all over the world. All those fighting Islam, may Allah weaken them. All those fighting the truth, may Allah weaken them. All those killing Muslims, may Allah kill them. May Allah strengthen our leaders. May He guide them aright. May He give them senses in their head for them to guide us aright. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reward the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for us. May, because of the virtue of the Prophet, may Allah grant us what we are going to eat, what we are going to wear, where we are going to sleep, what we are going to write. May Allah grant this all to us. May Allah forgive us all our sins. May Allah accept our Ramadan, Jail Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we all come here to read, to learn. May Allah grant all our knowledge to be knowledge of Allah. May Allah make them to be divine knowledge, and may we come out with flying colors. May we end up in this world with the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين اياك نعبد واياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين امين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما اغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي الى صراطك المستقيم وعلى اله حق قدره من الدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين